Well, 100,000 people are without power from southwest Washington state to Tacoma after potentially the worst storm in Washington since 2006. And that dangerous storm system also clobbered the Bay Area in California and is now battering Southern California. Thousands of people have lost power there as well. Let's check in with meteorologist Rick Dickert from KTTV in Los Angeles. And Rick, I was just in your area last week. It was raining then. So what's going on today?
That's right. Another Pacific storm, much needed rain, but we're getting a lot in a very short period of time, and that's the problem. Those rainfall rates that you spoke of, Robin, between a half an inch to an inch per hour, those are of concern because it's a half inch per hour. That's the threshold that the National Weather Service and the United States Geological Survey use to determine if there will be those mud and debris flows in those burn areas. And we have many burn areas here in Southern California during the 3-year-plus drought that our state has endured. A lot of areas burned. The vegetation burned away. And those areas are vulnerable, especially the Springs Fire and the Colby Fire, the Springs Fire in Ventura County and the Colby Fire in the foothills of the San Gabriel Mountains. In Camarillo, near the Springs Fire, here's the rainfall totals, 2.41 inches for the storm, but in an hour's time, ending at 3 o'clock this morning, we had a little over half an inch, 0.57 inches. The rain has caused a lot of problems on the freeways, flooding of lanes, and a lot of wrecks. The California Highway Patrol reported that between midnight and 5 a.m., there was 92 separate crashes. We compare that with the same time period last Friday when there were only 8.
Well, and yet, I remember last week, the region seemed to be holding its breath to see how one of those fire burn areas did, people ready to evacuate. Because, again, as you said, the vegetation's gone, and so the concern is that they would flood or have those landslides. Luckily, they didn't that last week, so you're waiting to see this week. And you mentioned the drought. Okay, so there's the concern that there might be mudslides and that the ground just can't absorb this water fast enough because it's so dry. But is it helping with the drought?
It certainly is. We'll take anything we can get. But you're right in that the drought conditions, the ground in many areas so solid that a lot of this isn't able to soak in, Robin. So it's running off right into the storm drain system, out into the Pacific Ocean, much needed water. But it's definitely helping fill some of the reservoirs. A lot of snow in the high country, the Sierra Nevada, where the majority of our water comes from, that Sierra Nevada snowpack here in Southern California. And that storm really walloped Northern California. And listen to this. We're going to talk drain, drought, feast or famine when it comes to our rainfall. Yesterday alone, San Francisco City picked up 3.40 inches of rain. During the entire calendar year of 2013, their driest year on record during the height of the drought, they only received 3.38 inches. So that means the city received more rain in one day yesterday than they did in all of 2013.
Wow. What is expected to happen? What's the forecast?
We're still looking at flash flood warnings here in Southern California, meaning that flooding is either occurring or imminent, and those burn areas have experienced the mud and debris flows, the Colby Fire in the San Gabriel Mountains, and also the Springs Fire off the 101 freeway near Camarillo in Ventura County. More rain expected for the next couple of hours through the midday hours here in Southern California, and then more showers through the evening. The weekend will be dry, but then it looks like another storm could impact us beginning late Monday into the middle of next week. That one does not appear to be as strong.
Well, and for parts of the country who might be saying, rain, what's the big deal? I remember last week, couldn't go. The reason for my trip to see some relatives, because a portion of the Pacific Coast Highway, a main artery there along the coast, a portion of it was completely shut down.
That's exactly right. And that same stretch is closed again because of the same reason, because rock, debris has come down on Pacific Coast Highway, a 9-mile stretch in Ventura County. And this is around that fire zone of the Springs Fire. It shut down just to the north of Malibu and will likely remain so into Saturday. High winds as well with that rain and those debris flows. Malibu Canyon caught a 61-mile-an-hour wind gust earlier today. Santa Monica Airport right at the coast there, a very popular tourist destination, a 41-mile-an-hour wind gust. A 39-mile-an-hour wind that sustained, Robin, that's tropical storm force. That's how strong the winds have been here in Southern California with this powerful Pacific cold front that's moving through.
Rick Dickert, meteorologist at KTTV in Los Angeles. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me.